The next Synod of Bishops for Africa may still be over 2 years away, but preparations are already underway for the meeting that will focus on the themes of justice, reconciliation and peace. The gathering of church leaders from across the continent will come some 15 years after the last Synod for Africa and will explore the church's response to the present challenges of AIDS, conflict and refugee crises. My colleague Linda Bordoni takes a closer look and hears from one Nigerian archbishop who'll be a key player at the forthcoming synod.
Preparations are already underway for the October 2009 Special Synod of Bishops for Africa. It was announced last June that the theme of the synod will be the Church in Africa at the service of reconciliation, justice and peace. The first Synod for Africa was held at the Vatican in 1994. It focused on the mission of the Church in the days leading to the 2000 Jubilee year. 10 years after this meeting, Pope John Paul II said he wanted another special synod for the continent to address its ongoing needs. And shortly after assuming the papacy, Pope Benedict XVI confirmed the convocation of the synod. Archbishop John Anayaken of Abuja, Nigeria, was recently in Rome for a pilgrimage.
We are going to talk about peace and reconciliation in Africa. And in Africa as a whole, Africa is a big place, you know. It's a huge continent. Some places, thank God, things are going well. Many places, effort is being made to recover peace and tranquility. And the church everywhere is serving the role of being promoters of peace and reconciliation. Our pilgrimage also has it in mind to pray for peace.
The Archbishop says there are many challenges facing the African continent.
For us now in Africa, we are challenged to a new evangelization that has to do with, let me put it differently, the church has come to stay in Africa. That is clear now. We have very strong Catholic Church in Africa, but we need to go further to have a church where the people are really good Christians and where the tenets of our faith are translated into good relationship with one another, with good governance, with struggle against corruption, and also bringing the African continent up to the standard of the world in the area of basic amenities, good health, good schools, and so on.
And although Africa faces many challenges, including poverty, the AIDS epidemic, and continuing conflicts, Archbishop Onayekan says the continent has a strong foundation in the family.
We are lucky in Nigeria that the family is still very strong, and people do their best to keep their family together. But the family is under pressure, not so much from ideological erosions, but rather from economic and social difficulties, so that parents find it difficult to look after their children, and sometimes the family is seriously challenged. So we do our best to let people know that despite the difficulties, we need to keep our families together, because without the family, we cannot go far.
The Special Synod for Africa will occur from October 4th through the 25th in 2009.
And my thanks to Linda Bordoni there for that report on the next Synod of Bishops for Africa.